Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled Hardened Hearts.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. When I read this passage from Mark's Gospel, the thought that remained with me after I had read it was the last line. They did not understand the incident of the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. When I reread passage, the thought of the apostles' lack of understanding was like a lens through which I looked at the passage again. Perhaps Jesus was discouraged with their lack of understanding. Did he send them away because he needed to have some relief from their lack of appreciation of what he did that day? Did he just need to be alone? Whatever the reason, Jesus dismisses the crowd and goes up the mountain to pray. I wonder if he presented the situation to the Father and prayed about what he could do to help his friends soften their hearts and understand. Maybe he needed to process the whole event in communion with his Father. At any rate, Mark tells us that Jesus prayed until he realized that the weather had changed and there was a strong wind, a storm which threatened the safety of the apostles. So Jesus leaves his place of prayer and goes out to them, and he walks on the water toward them. Thinking him to be a ghost, the apostles cry out in terror, and Jesus says to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he joins them in the boat, and the sea becomes calm. The lesson I gleaned from this account today is that even though the apostles did not understand the deeper meaning of the miracle performed that day, and even though their hearts were hardened, Jesus did not abandon them. He went to great lengths to rescue them. His love and immediate response to their need did not depend upon their fidelity or their understanding or their sensitivity for the poor and his love for them. His love for them did not depend on their disposition. His love for them was unconditional. I think of myself and wonder how many times Jesus has rescued me when I have not been deserving of his love. How many times have I had a hardened heart and failed to allow myself to be touched by the need of others? How many times have I seen God's love reaching out to me and to others and have remained cold or indifferent. After all the times in my life that God has come to my rescue, my heart is still hardened at times. And what must I do to change my heart? I cannot change it myself, but I can welcome Jesus into my sinking boat. I can renew my trust in his power and his love to help me change. I can ask him to give me his heart full of love to replace my hardened heart. Dear compassionate Jesus, I know my heart needs healing. Soften my heart with your patient love for me and help me to love you and others with a heart like yours. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like yours. Amen. Thank you.